Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Friday Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, Bad Bob. The second day with a hairless face.
Mm-hmm. You know, he looks great.
Yeah, doesn't he? And speaking of a hairless
very
face.
Very becoming.
You don't
thank
have a,
you.
You don't have a hairy
your
face.
Your stigways are just
you
so lovely.
You don't have a hairless face either.
What do I do with you?
Where do you go with that?
I know.
People, if they haven't seen you, they don't know what you look like, except that you're extremely.
Into the werewolf overnight or what?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm howling at the moon or what?
Well, no, sometimes you do.
I'm trying to figure this.
There have been nights.
I am lovely.
You have been howling at the moon.
And there may be a reason. So, Fiddler on the Roof tickets we have to give away this morning. I'm excited about that. We're going to talk a little bit about that day in history. I'm sure there's some shockers to you about, oh my God, that happened. We got a lot to cover here.
Today we've got our pet of the week. We have, our cowboy, Saddle Bronc coming in. Cowboy coming in from the Red Bluff Roundup.
Oh, boy.
And we got Senator Jim Nielsen calling.
Oh, boy.
And there's
it's
lots
be
of news.
Fun. I'd love to see if the pet that we had in last week, Clyde?
Clyde
got adopted. I'm curious. It's going to be, it's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 78. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 52. And it looks like you are headed for a fabulous weekend. Saturday, sunny, 80. Sunny Sunday, 82, Monday, 83. So cool April nights, anything that has to do with outdoor activities, Red Bluff Roundup, all that great stuff. We are going to have some fabulous weather, and aren't we happy? And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And that's one of the really important things, because you're out there with your trio plus one. Singing at Anselmo's.
Tomorrow night, that's right. I'm really excited about it. Coach Bob's going to come and sit in and play muted horn. And got some new tunes. Talked to Pat. I'm working in a young, new female drummer who is a student of Dan Kinkle, who's one of my favorite drummers of all time. So it'll be a really musically fun night. Let's go to our Wells Fargo.
No.
Well?
We have no report today.
Nobody is available. So
they're all busy. We saw Susan Eastman last night.
Yeah.
And she was all excited. We're going to bring Susan on. She's going to be talking, you know, what they do and all this.
Well, then why don't we just take these first phone call right away. Where are those?
Everybody's alive. Everybody's awake.
Okay. What I have in my hand are two tickets, for 2:00. Matinee, Saturday, April 27th, that's next Saturday, for Fiddler on the Roof. So two tickets to get you in for, the matinee, 2:00. Give us a call here, 605-4567 on this Friday here, the 19th of April. Are you awake? Pull on over and give us a call.
That's right. When we come back after our break, we're going to be talking about our pet of the week. And you know what? This is a little tiger that's going to be coming in here. So we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, a big day today, big day today. We're going to also be talking the terrorist in Boston. They've identified him. One of them was killed in a gunfight, and one of them's on the run right now. We're going to talk a little bit about them, too, among the other things that we've got going this morning. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243-7561. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Investments in securities and insurance products. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
As we join Bob to Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, 7:13 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest coffee at Espresso Joe's, where you can also buy coffee beans there, and I'll show you how to grind them up and use them. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew will beat any prices in town for tobacco products, and veterans always get discounts. People always treated very well at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. If it's Friday, it's Haven Humane. And if it's Haven Humane, it's
Head
Sebastian.
Of the Week.
It's Sebastian.
Spencer.
I say Sebastian every time.
That's going to be your new call.
I even brought a name tag today.
Yeah.
I can't see that. It starts with an S.
Spencer, welcome to the show.
I don't know. You're kind of a Sebastian to me, though. I mean, it's
kind of intellectual.
And you're not the first one to call me Sebastian either.
Now maybe you ought to think about that. Okay, Spencer, you brought in, so far, wait a minute, so far now we're 3 for 3.
3 for 3. All three that we brought in have been adopted.
I tell you what, whoever got Clyde last week got a good dog. But this one you have right now, this is an exceptional dog.
This is. Today I brought CJ with me. CJ came in to us as an owner surrender. He's about 11 months old, great little dog. His owner just couldn't afford to take care of him any longer. When CJ came to us, he actually had a bad shoulder. Our vet checked it out to see if we could save it. Unfortunately, we were unable to save his arm. He was the pet of the week a couple weeks ago. Maybe some of your listeners might remember him from KRCR. We campaigned some funds for his amputation. His surgery is now done, complete. He's all healed and ready for a new home. Great, great dog. He's a little shy at first with new people, so it just takes him a minute to get warmed up to you. But once he's warmed up to you, he's just like glued to you. Like he's just right at my feet right here and doesn't want to move.
Yes, he is.
Okay, and so Sebastian has his left front leg.
CJ.
Okay, we have CJ. We're adopting today here at Haven Humane here on KCNR 1460, by the way. Welcome Spencer to the show, and he has brought in a fabulous...
Okay, I'm sorry, Spencer.
Spencer came into the show, and we brought CJ, who is the dog that we're adopting, and CJ is... What'd you say his mix is?
CJ, we have him labeled as a Chihuahua. Personally, I think that he's a Chihuahua miniature pincher mix.
Yeah, he looks like it.
He's got all of the little miniature pincher collarings, you know, but he's little too big for it. So he's definitely a mix, but if I were to label him, I would label him as a miniature pincher mix.
He's got great coloring, and he is 11 months, which is great. He's on a leash right now. He's very well-mannered, and it's really interesting because I think it's how animals can teach you so much. Here, he's had a leg amputated. It's beautifully done at the top of his shoulder, so, I mean, he's just got three legs, but he's walking around like it's no big deal with a happy disposition.
He's actually even happier now that his leg was gone because his old leg, the injured leg, he was actually not able to use it. He was having to pick it up, and when he was using it, it was causing him pain. That's why our vet went ahead and removed it for him. And ever since she removed it, he's just bouncing all over the place and just happy as could be. He just...
CJ I've seen him jump up. He jumped up on one of the chairs, but no problem at all. Yeah. Sat there to introduce himself to us. And how much would you say CJ weighs?
CJ weighs, I would say, between 10 to 15 pounds, somewhere right around in there.
I wanted to
he's
get that because
size.
he's not a large dog, but he is a sturdy dog.
Yeah, he's sturdy.
And that injury to, or whatever happened to his shoulder is obviously not impacting on him now.
But not at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's a dog's quiet. Right now he's just laying down. And when he meets you, he sniffs your hand and then he gives a little lick. And as far as y'all know, he's housebroken.
Yes, as far as we know, he does always go to the bathroom on the outside of the kennel. Just a great dog. And once, you know, you were saying that he just gives you a sniff and then a lick. Well, once he gets to know you, he won't stop licking you.
Well, that's it. I mean, but right away, you know, he doesn't look like he's scared. He doesn't look like he's, you know, he's timid or that he's been beaten or anything like that. He's a good dog.
He really is. And he's come a long way since he came to our shelter. When he first came to our shelter, he was just terrified. It's a pretty traumatic place. You know, it's like a person going to jail. And, I worked with him quite a bit actually and got him to calm down quite a bit and turned him into the dog that he is today.
Well, you know what? Every one of the dogs you bring in, Spencer, are really good dogs. So obviously you've been working with them. And we've got a 3 for 3 here, and we like to go 4 for 4. And if you're looking for a good dog for around the house and, you know, one that's got energy, I guess you could call it a handicap. CJ doesn't think it's a handicap.
Not at all. He's still, I'm driving a full-size van today, and he jumps right up in there like it's no problem whatsoever. So.
Which our dog won't do. No, she just looks up over the shoulder and we pick her up. Now how to get a hold of you again?
You can come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you can give us a call at 241-1653.
All right, Spencer, thank you so much. And again, let's go to the website because there's pictures always posted of the dog. And I think you're really going to I know this dog's gonna, again, every time you come in, there'd be a dog, that would be, if we were in a place, this would be a dog that I would have. It'd be really, he's laying on his side right now.
He just laid there sleeping.
Yes, he's very comfortable. You know what's really, again, what we learn through animals, watching animals, he is so comfortable in his skin. He is just okay. There is nothing hung up about this dog at all.
He is. Great, great dog.
You know what? I could see a dog like this, this quiet, friendly dog, do you have regulations that they can't be below a certain age or anything like that? Sometimes you say, oh, they should be with adults.
You know, CJ, just because he is a little bit mouthy, sometimes he gets worked up, you know, and he's still real young, so he hasn't been taught that it's not okay to be mouthy. So we actually have him rated for a home with kids 12 and older.
Okay.
But if you have, let's tell you this, is you've got something, you know, in your family that, you know, that people are feeling sorry for themselves, a little dog like this would be perfect. Because they could see a dog that's taken, has had a tough time in life, lost a leg,
and still is happy
and
can be
happy, and you know, and is great. So this might be even a role model. Maybe I hesitate to say that, but it could be a role model for some people.
And I'm sure that he is.
Okay, so Spencer, Haven Humane, and we'll get you, send us the photo. We'll get it up on our website too, or you can see it at Haven Humane's website.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Hi, buddy.
Absolutely. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break here. When we come back, we're gonna talk about a few things that are impacting on us here in the North State. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
Join us in celebrating an incredible 20 years in the making at Wind River Resort and Casino, Friday, May 3rd through Friday, May 10th, with many bingo, table games, poker, and slot tournament specials. Elements is offering delicious steak and lobster, only $20. Hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more surprises. For details, log on to windriver.com. Celebrating 20 years in the making. It's better on the river.
It's about to get even better on the river. Wind River Casino is currently undergoing an amazing resort expansion that will include an 84-room hotel, resort-style pool, elegant day spa, and many other new and expanded amenities. Wind River Resort and Casino appreciates your patience and support during construction and promises to continue making each visit a fantastic experience, including free valet and shuttle services. For more expansion details, log on to windriver.com. And remember, it's about to get even better on the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Okay. Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabat, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber, and Nicole. But great work.
Don't you think your girlfriend is hot Like me? It's that song.
Hey, you want to get something done. If you want to do, granite countertops, you want to do in your bathrooms, you want to do, how about fire pits? This man has got is an artist. Linda, you've said this before. He's an artist. When he's doing this work, he plans it out, he lays it out, and he absolutely, I can almost guarantee you're going to be so pleased and you get so much more than you expected.
He also has some custom pieces at the store in Joy.
Yeah.
That he's done. Granite, benches, wine racks now. So he really truly has an eye.
He expands into everything. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. 241-7866, Mike Huber and Estate Granite. He's located out on Mountain Lakes Boulevard, but give him a call, 530-241-7866.
Last night we went to a show and shine at Crown Motors.
Yeah.
And, it just was wonderful. Ran into a bunch of friends, but it was, of course, the proceeds and the money and stuff are go towards, these children's charities, and we love that. But it's so cool to see, the car folk, people who bring out their, it's a family, so family.
Yeah.
You'll see some families sitting around like they decided to drive their car up. There's their Mustang. That's her family, and I saw one little girl.
Yeah, like the granddaughter. Yeah. She's just cleaning and wiping. It was cute. It was really good. Anyway, that was at Crown Motors last night. What a great time, and Crown Motors, what great host you are out there. And so we had a good time. Saw a lot of nice free people, good friends.
Beautiful automobiles.
Randall Hempling, Bruce and Michelle. And, we can't just keep going on the people we saw out there that were really – the hills.
Beautiful cars. Yeah. And check the website. You'll see all the show and shines. Tomorrow's the big day where they open the Civic Center. And you get to see like the creme de la creme, the ones invitation only inside.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Oh, hey, look. The Cowboys have shown up for our 7:30 segment. Let's catch up right here. The latest, unless you see something else in there, Bad Bob, you might want to go right to the news and look at it. But they've identified the terrorist. The terrorist in Boston, 19 and 26 years old. They're two brothers, Dajahan and Tamerlan Tazanov. They've been ID'd as the bombers. And it appears that when they, from all the photos, when they put the photos out last night, the phone calls started coming in. On the MIT campus, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, they got into a gunfight with a campus policeman, killed him, wounded another, stole a Mercedes SUV. The cops closed in on him. There's a big gunfight. They were throwing bombs at the police in the runaway. The oldest brother, they think he was the leader, Tamerlan, was killed during the gunfight. And then they're looking for the other one, the 19-year-old.
Yeah, overnight, very fast moving story, Carl. Overnight, of course, the internet just alive. There were stories about the black hat guy, the white hat guy who were identified in the videos. One of the victims who was right next to where it happened, in fact, lost his legs. As soon as he regained consciousness, asked for pen and paper, said, I have information. He looked one of these guys right in the eye just before it happened, suffered this horrific accident. First thing that was on his mind was to help the police. So,
to get these guys.
Yeah, extremely fast moving story.
It appears that they're Muslims, the reason I'm saying that is that, the reason I'm saying this is because they're from Chechnya, from that area where there's a lot of Islamic Muslim activity, that spilled over from the different wars. And on his website, he believes in the Islamic way of life, but he also wants to make money and have a career. This was the youngest one, who has had a $2,000 scholarship to go to school. And so what's the total story? I hope they catch the youngest one. He's 19. I hope they catch this guy. So at least we can find out. And you know what? I hate to even bring this up, but I am so glad it had nothing to do with a Christian religion or a militia or a conservative group or a liberal group that's right here, something like that. If these young men came into the country years ago, like 10 years ago, and assimilated into the culture, yet obviously it appears that they didn't assimilate enough. Because we talk about other people that assimilate in our culture that love America.
Well, Carl, a lot of information coming through real fast on places like Drudge Report. Of course, as a story unfolds of this nature, a lot of speculation out there.
Oh,
the whole city of Boston right now on lockdown. They're telling everybody stay inside. There is no public transportation, no taxis. It is like a movie set, as one person described it, in the city of Boston right now. So as we get updates, we'll be sure to pass them along here.
Including the airspace around Logan Airport. There's still people taking off, but they've also clamped down on airspace. So we'll be right back after these messages. We've got a bronc rider we want to talk to. All right. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 14.
From the Fox Business Network, markets are mixed today with the S&P 500 poised to trim its largest weekly drop in 10 months. This as investors digest the latest round of corporate earnings and developments in the Boston Marathon bombings. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 40 points. Meanwhile, the country's economic recovery has hit a springtime soft spot for a third straight year. That's according to an Associated Press GFK poll. It also shows that only 1 in 4 Americans expects his or her own financial situation to improve over the next year, and 52% of Americans disapprove of President Obama's handling of the economy. And Nissan is recalling more than 19,000 SUVs to fix a problem with brakes. The recall affects Nissan Pathfinders and Infiniti JX SUVs from the 2013 model year. The Japanese automaker will start notifying owners next month. Dealers will inspect the SUVs and replace the parts free of charge if needed. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio. Community Talk Radio from the North State.
Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around, oh my gosh, let me make sure I'm okay with those.
All of a sudden,
I think I have a little pollen just hit the old nostrils here. Sorry. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 78. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 52. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, and join us Saturday night when Linda's singing out there at Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff, you better be listening. This one's for you. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee that nobody else can or dare offer. He guarantees his work, and he says, you know, if it somehow manages to come back, which is impossible, if it does, he will repair it again for free. Small chips to cracks up to 24 inches in length. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Reading. Give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, Rodeo Week with the Red Bluff Roundup.
92nd annual Red Bluff Roundup.
That's right.
And we have a couple cowboys here that are definitely nice to look at.
Morning.
Joining
Thanks
us.
For coming on in, boys.
No problem. That's what we do.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I'm not up here any morning on KCNR 1460.
Yeah.
Well,
you're howling at the moon already. You know, don't even tell me that you don't howl at the moon. Yeah,
and we're coming tonight. You'll hear me like probably doing a little coyote call out there.
Anyway,
you can make signs if you want. That's fine with us.
Oh, okay. I promise not to flash.
Well,
I don't know what to say.
Fair enough.
We've got everybody here blushing but you.
Well, okay. No, we heard about the girls, you know, doing the bikini roundup that reminds me of like, lingerie football.
Yeah. LFL. That's what I was thinking. I was asking a guy about that and I was kind of wondering about it. Yeah.
The person you just Very heard talking is Nick LaDuke, who is a saddle bronc rider.
Correct.
Though born in California, lives in Texas now. He immigrated to Texas.
Immigrated, yeah.
To a true state.
California national.
There you go. And we have Luke Creasy from Alberta. Good morning, Luke. And you're a bareback rider.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Bareback rider.
Bareback bronc rider.
Yeah, luckily we get something to hold on to.
Well, like the mane.
The thing about it is the bareback riding. Let's just start with you. You're from Alberta, Canada, and there's a lot of Canadian cowboys in the PRCI. That one seems to be like you just are turning it totally loose, that you're laying back on the horse, and everybody's got a neck brace on, otherwise your head would have been turned around like a bad movie. How did you get into this?
Well, my parents, they rodeoed. My dad was a roper of all sorts, and that just wasn't exciting enough for me. My older brother, he did saddle bronc, and my mom didn't want me doing that because it looked too rough on my brother. So I said, how about bareback riding? And she didn't have an opinion of that yet because nobody in the family had ever done that. And she made me do 500 push-ups and sit-ups a day before she'd let me do it, and she didn't think I'd do that. That was kind of the do this and you can, and she just thought it'd go away. And it didn't, and I'm really glad she made me do all that, because it made it a lot easier when it come around. And I was lucky, I was going to high school rodeos with my brother team roping, and there's a guy, he brought a machine to the one rodeo, and then I started getting on that every week, and then started getting on bucking horses out of school, good learning environment, and practiced all winter. We have nice heated arenas in Canada in the wintertime, and then it's springtime and hockey arenas and rodeos, and just got going at it. And
now, how long have you been riding?
I started, would have been January 2004.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24, because you look like you're about 19. So you've been riding for a while. And if people are not exactly sure, when you're talking bareback, you've got a harness on the horse and a hand hold. And I guess you could call it that. What would you call it?
Well, it's a pretty plain Jane piece of equipment. We've obviously built it up since the original days. It's basically like a piece of leather that comes up over the wither of the horse, right. And we have a piece of a rawhide handle that's kind of bolted to that piece of leather, and just a couple D-rings that have a regular type saddle cinch and latigos that snub it tight to the horse, and just keep behind that wither. And
so you put you're putting your hand through the grip there, and there's nothing else. That's it.
You're no holding on with your just that hand.
Right. And, there's no and saddle, thighs, there's, major there's thigh nothing. Action.
Oh yeah, I mean the legs are your
core
biggest muscles.
That's right.
And you keep up on that rigging with your core, because once you get off it, that's when it hurts. I mean, a rawhide handle isn't exactly soft.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back to Nick LaDuke, who is a saddle bronc rider. And yes, Nick, do you feel more sophisticated than the bareback guys?
There is a small degree of sophistication that goes with my event.
Yeah. You be careful and where you go with this.
I will run with this the whole way.
Okay. I can see the look in your eyes when you're thinking, oh yes, but when you get into the saddle though, I mean, there's a certain, you know, we're drinking, you know, you have like tea. At some point here. Well, maybe not exactly.
I think it's kind of like river dancing. It's kind of like fight dancing, really, you know? Theirs is like straight up fighting. We get to incorporate more
you
dancing.
You guys get into the corner and bash on each other. Were you all kind of like, you know, come out and there's
yeah,
some
we
kind of...
we pat each other on the back. We're a little more PC, you know, in our locker room for sure.
Right. Bare knuckle boxing versus...
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Obviously, these young men are not having a good time and, and are not enjoying life. We'll be right back.
Dean Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
Don't let tax time slow you down. Accelerate to Wind River Casino and play our Dodge the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a 2013 Dodge Dart SE, a car that turns heads, a new sleeker compact with a new sleeker look. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, free slot play, or a 2013 Dodge Dart. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Just use your free River Club card daily for your chance to be a contestant to play the Plinko game board for free slot play on Tuesdays. The final drawing for your chance to play the Plinko game board is on Tuesday, April 30th, where you could win free slot play or a brand new Dodge Dart. The best part is that you get to avoid the tax man. We pay the sales tax for you when you drive off in your 2013 Dodge Dart. Over $40,000 in prizes given away in our Dodge the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun for your chance to win the 2013 Dodge Dart. See official rules. Some restrictions may apply. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7,
and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated, over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. We're here with Ruth Nichols from, who is the, like the media guru of the Red Bluff Roundup.
Back over there, Ruth.
And,
yeehaw.
And you're doing, and you know, by the way, Ruth, you're just doing a great job on this. And we're here, with, Luke Creasy from Alberta, Canada. We were just talking to him. He's a bareback, saddle bronc rider. And now we have Nick LeDuc, who is a, as he likes to think, of a more sophisticated sport of saddle bronc. Right.
We're going to see it tonight. What are we going to see?
Just a sophisticated dance out there.
I know it's really, I mean, it's like rock 'em sock 'em in your face with bareback. Saddle bronc, it does seem like there's got to be a certain rhythm that you get into, with this.
Well, there's timing in all our events, and everybody has their own degrees of athleticism and things. Our event's probably the safer rough stock event of the three. You know, it's not as ambiguous as far as injuries and nature of it. All granted, still dangerous, but you know, we've got timing and when it's there, it's good. If not, you're probably getting ejected, you know, 10, 15 feet in the air. So
now, do y'all know each other? Did you guys know? Have you done another circuit before?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We see a lot of, everybody sees a lot of each other. We work all the same rodeos across the continent and, you run into everybody here and there.
Now, how is the Red Bluff?
I love this rodeo. It's kind of close to home, close to the heart. I grew up, you know, in Livermore in the Bay Area, but this Red Bluff community here is the hub for a lot of contractors. And with contractors, you have practice horses and people that want to back kids that want to come out and start, you know, putting Absolutely. Their foot in the water. So I love this rodeo for that. And as far as all the rest concerned, it's one of the best rodeos in the nation.
Roundup.
You know, bring in 3, 4, 5 different contractors in the rough stock to make a rodeo out of it.
Well, that was a class we had on Monday from the stock contractor about how he builds his herd and how they breed them for this and how they train them to buck. I mean, it's like, oh. And then you get the bullfighter in the next day and how he turns the mean ones away. But, okay, so what's your typical lifestyle? You know, because this is not something, I mean, you don't have a group insurance plan, I don't believe. You don't have, I don't know, you probably have sponsors, or some people have sponsors, but what's your typical day? Because tonight you're riding and then you're out of here, right?
Yeah, a typical day for us is, you know, go somewhere else the next day and just love life. So, I don't know, to kind of summate everything, it's just,
rockstar status. You can't get that thrashed and expect to be thrown around the next day.
So, yeah, there's
got to have some self-control.
Self-control. Some people are really tough, though. You know, there's people that can get away with more than others can. So it's pretty much just knowing yourself and knowing what you have to do to be able to perform the next day. So it is like I'll leave here and go to Corpus Christi, Texas, you know, on a plane tomorrow and compete there. So,
and then from there, where do you go?
From there, after Corpus Christi, be Clovis weekend, all those rodeos in California, and you know, then be in Guymon, Oklahoma, just back and forth everywhere, Lufkin, Texas, all these places.
Same thing for you, Luke?
You
travel that much?
Oh yeah, I do a lot of traveling. There's most weekends throughout the year, I think I put on more miles than anybody in the PRCA just because I don't have common sense when I enter. Like, I'll enter a rodeo that's in northern Canada one day, drive to some middle state in the U.S., to some southern state the next day, to some state back halfway up to Canada, to another Canadian rodeo by the end of the, you know, beginning of the next weekend, and just kind of all over the place like that. And
like driving, huh?
I like driving. Not really. I'm getting to appreciate flying, but that too, usually guy has to get up at 5 a.m. or even, you know, 3 a.m. to get to the airport and get on his planes, and you're not never getting much sleep, and the sleep he gets usually cramming your head on the in between seats on the airplane, and, you know, just trying to get comfy and
not a lot of
out.
First class travel in our industry.
Yeah, I thought first class on one time, free upgrade. It was awesome.
Oh, hey, I have a question for you guys. Just like, you know, a drummer in a band will have a, you know, a roadie that packs their gear and does their tech. Do you guys do that yourselves, or do you have people with you that...
I would love to have a pit crew or roadie, per se.
I didn't know.
But my current endorsement dollars don't have it budgeted. But if you know somebody that wants to work for free, independently wealthy, likes cowboys, just I'm interviewing for the position right now.
I didn't know.
Interviewing.
Yeah, Mick LeDuc, Saddle Bronc Rider, is now interviewing for a position he likes to call it an intern with bucks, with
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
He wants to travel and see the world and, yeah. From behind the chute.
And carry the saddle around.
You gotta have a cowboy hat and long sleeve shirts.
Well, you gotta have a container to pack your saddle and all your gear.
Yeah.
And then you schlep it around, put it on the plane.
We're slapping it around at like 70 pounds a pop after you get your rigging bag and your Bronc saddle. I can't even stuff them all in one bag without getting charged extra at the airport.
Well, you travel lighter then, right, Luke?
Yeah, actually, I got all my clothes and my gear in one pretty small carry-on bag, and that's how I'm taking it.
25 bucks right there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all about saving that 25 bucks. Yeah. That's what makes or breaks my season, right? There's that $25.
Hey, tell him about how you...
Oh, wait, tell us after the break, but what are you going to tell us all?
He's going to tell you how he keeps the weight down by only packing one pair of clothes on a four-day trip.
Can't wait to hear
There's something wrong with that? No. Obviously, you've never ridden a Harley for a long way. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, we're here with Nick LeDuc and Luke Creasy. Cowboys. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. If you're just down there last night for the big show and shine, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership has everything you might possibly want in cars, trucks, or SUVs, either new or previously owned. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Let your neighbors make a great deal for you. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. After walking around the lot yesterday, they have a great selection on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Hey, our guests are Nick LeDuc, a saddlebrock rider, and Luke Creasy, who is a bareback.
Here for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Here for the Red Bluff Roundup. Ruth Nichols bringing them in, who is head of their media. But we're laughing because it's been a good time talking to two
really
young men
fun.
Who are obviously living on the edge and loving every second of it. But you've got to take care of yourself, too. This is something, I mean, you can be, as I use as an analogy, you can be running for world championship and in a split second be coming off that horse or bull or whatever. So you can't just walk up and get on them. So you obviously take care of yourselves if there is an off season and in between. Is that right?
Yeah, I can attest to, I mean, the wear and tear on it. Last year I was sitting eighth in the world on one of the best rodeo runs of my career probably, and I broke my femur, right femur, in Eldorado Days in Las Vegas there, and it put my season to a halt. I spent about 8 months out of it, and then when I came back I got hurt again, and I mean...
Same leg, or is it a different injury?
Actually, I broke a couple of lateral incisors in my back and had to sit out, and I'm just kind of getting back into rodeo action here within the last month, and I mean, you learn to appreciate the sport and being able to do it, and just every rodeo you're at, you just love everything about it, and but it also, being injured has made me focus my energy and, you know, keep fit, like, driven in ways that I haven't been probably as much since I first started and knew that I had to be, you know, in shape and tough.
You're 24.
Yeah.
It's a long road in front of you now. And Nick, you're 28. That's correct.
28.
You've been riding. And so what's your life been like?
Quality life's great. You learn a lot about mind over matter activity. Like, cowboys don't know pain. And I would say it's a nurture argument. You know, we want to participate in our sport. We don't want to give it up. So to each their own in the way they find to maintain the body. I got into a jiu-jitsu program in Houston, Texas, and to train jiu-jitsu really, really hard for about 8 months of my life just to build some core muscle back and keep everything tight. You know, it's interesting to think you're 28 and your quick twitch muscle slows down and you can't just sit on your butt and be this good athlete and, you know,
work at it.
Find ways to do it, and you do it. But we're tough, and lots of people access wrestling programs and martial arts and stuff like that, boxing, you know, hand-to-hand combat kind of sports, because what we do is very much a rough stock event, like it's called.
It is. And so your training has to be like that. And there can't be fear. Or if there's fear, it's really well controlled.
Well, Nick, I would love to ask, and then I'm going to ask Luke as well. Do you have a hero?
I tend to like the people that kind of came up like myself. There's a guy, his name's Dan Erickson. He was a big bronc rider like myself, 6'1" and above, you know, and he grew up in California, and he made the NFR, and he did a lot of rank things in our industry. I still kind of look up to that guy for the most part.
Cool. And Luke?
Well, when I got into it, I read Ty Murray, King of the Cowboys. That book really inspired me, and just his attitude and his work ethic. That was really, and I've always looked up to him. I mean, three events. I mean, when I'm riding one, and I know how tough it is. Three events, I always looked up to Ty.
Hey, all right. You know what?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Nick LeDuc will be riding tonight, as will be Luke Creasy, and we're looking forward to the Red Bluff Roundup tonight. Thanks a lot, gents, for being here with
Thanks
us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's been a blast.
It's been an enjoyment. Okay, we'll be right back. Senator Jim Nielsen is going to give us a call. There's some bad things happening out there.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. He's accused of terrorizing Boston 4 days ago with the deadly marathon bombings. Now a 19-year-old Russian has the city on lockdown.
We're asking people to shelter in place.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick amid an intense manhunt. The other marathon bombing suspect is dead. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has the latest live in Boston.
A car police has been looking for has been found in the Boston area. Door-to-door searches by police continue in the epicenter in Watertown, about 10 miles west of the city of Boston. It's a massive staging area with SWAT teams and tactical gear. All public transportation here has been suspended and schools are closed. The mayor and governor of Boston urging residents to stay at home. The first suspect, 26 years old, was killed in the early morning hours in a shootout. The second suspect, his 19-year-old younger brother, still remains on the run. Dave?
Now, Courtney, an MIT officer was killed in this, and then there was that carjacking. A transit cop was also wounded, and then...
We heard two loud explosions, like boom, boom.
She's in Watertown. As for the 19-year-old being hunted...
He was really quiet, but I guess you never know what the quiet ones are capable of doing.
Now, UMass Dartmouth says he's a registered student. That woman you just heard from went to high school with Jokhar Tsarnaev, and the campus at UMass Dartmouth is closed, like other colleges from Harvard to BC to BU. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more on these two brothers in the bombing case. Alistair.
Dave, the one on the run is Jokhar Tsarnaev, a second-year medical student. Total angel, according to his father. Older brother Tamerlan, who is now dead, was a committed Muslim, said a man who's believed to be their uncle. He told a Fox affiliate in Boston he has no sympathy for what they did.
You murdered people. Go and ask. Mercy.
Ruslan Sani said the family has lived in the U.S. for about a decade. Dave?
Alistair again, the big search is on in Boston for a marathon bombing suspect. The other one, his brother, is dead. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Again, the search is on for one of the two Boston Marathon bombing suspects who is still on the run. His brother was killed in a gun battle with police in the overnight hours near Boston in the community of Watertown, where police have still been going door to door searching for the suspect, Jokhar Tsarnaev. And also, the city of Boston has had buses and trains shut down. The taxi service has been restored. People being told to shelter in place. President Obama has been meeting with his law enforcement and national security advisors in a situation room trying to keep tabs on what's going on. We're also getting more details this morning on the victims of Wednesday. kryptonite's fertilizer plant explosion in the city of West, Texas. 12 dead, more than 200 wounded, as the blast leveled buildings for blocks around.
Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Jason Reyes confirms 12 people have been killed.
To date, there have been approximately 200 reported injuries. 150 buildings have been cleared, 50 homes have been destroyed, and 25 homes still yet to be cleared.
He says they're still treating this as a possible crime scene. An investigating official tells Fox News Radio that they'll be interviewing witnesses, employees, and the owner of the plant. The Waco Tribune reports that documents show this plant did have ammonium nitrate inside, which in certain conditions is highly explosive. In West Texas, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
They're starting to fix the hull of a still-grounded cruise ship off Tuscany.
Over a year ago, the luxury liner rammed into the rocks off the coast of Italy, killing 32. 15 huge steel boxes will be attached to each side. Then the ship will be hauled upright with the use of jacks and cables and refloated to the mainland.
That's Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh. Now, prosecutors in Italy are still seeking manslaughter charges against the captain of that ship who ran it aground and then abandoned. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460.
Hey, quick things on this day in history. You'll love this. 1951, General Douglas MacArthur spoke before Congress. The highlight of his memorable address was General MacArthur stating, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away."
Yeah, it was a famous line.
Also in 1956, actress Grace Kelly became Princess of Monaco.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff to go over this morning. We have a lot going on, but right now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, from our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Susan. Great seeing you last night. How are you?
Good morning. It was great seeing you as well. I'm doing better. My cold is getting the best of me a little bit, but let's move on to the market.
Okay.
We have a mixed market this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 39 points at 14,497. The S&P 500 is off 7 points. Excuse me. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1549. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 30 points at 3,197. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, General Electric, off 88 cents at 2179. Bank of America, positive 10 cents at 11.54. Sprint Nextel down a penny at $7.18. Turning to local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric positive 48 cents at 47.20 per share. PepsiCo up $1.52 at 82.80. Bank of Commerce up a penny at $5.03. For commodities, gold is up $9.60 an ounce at 1402. Silver up a penny at 23. Crude oil positive 53 cents, trading at $88 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. And if you want to go down and visit them, you know, head on down to Park Marina Drive, but give them a call at 530-243-7561, because the market has been volatile, as you know, and Susan and Josh and Steve and Kathy and Chris know what they're talking about. Give them a call. Find out what's happening in the stock market and how they can help you. Okay, and it's Friday, so it's time for our Fitness Minute. Amy, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited because this is fun, cool April night.
And Red Bluff Roundup.
Yeah, Red Bluff Roundup. So we've got a lot of people in from out of town, which means a lot of people are probably going to be going out to eat. So I thought, hey, let's just give everyone a few reminders on some tips to stay healthy while they're out there eating in those restaurants. So first things first, when you get to the restaurant, the first thing you need to drink, the first thing you need to order is a glass of water, a tall glass of water. 75% of our country is dehydrated. So let's get everybody rehydrated. So first thing, before you have anything else, order a nice tall glass of water with some lemon in it to add a little bit alkalizing effect to that water. Secondly, kind of decide what you're going to go out and eat for. Is it celebration for someone's, you know, birthday? Is it just because everyone's together? So really kind of decide on what the main center focus is for the meal. In other words, if you're just out to have a good time, then let's kind of make sure that your main meal is going to be very strongly protein-based and vegetable-based, and your appetizer will be, again, either protein-based or vegetable-based. And that way, if you want to have a few drinks, then that counts as your carbohydrates. So if you're not going to drink and you want to have a nice full meal, you can count your carbohydrates in your meal, but try to keep it less than, say, 3 servings. So what would that look like? Keep it down to maybe 1 cup of rice. Remember, a half cup of rice is a serving. Those tortillas or those wraps that everybody gets, that's about 3 servings of bread. So try to maybe eat half of the wrap instead of the whole thing. When you get your salads, guys, get rid of the croutons. We don't need the croutons, and get the dressing on the side. If you're going to have dessert, here's the thing. If you're going to have dessert, that's your main carbohydrate. So, again, what are we going to do? Your appetizer will be either protein or vegetable-based, and your dinner will be protein or vegetable-based. So you can save your carbohydrates for that dessert. Those are just some fun, quick tips to keep you healthy while you're out there eating it and enjoying this weekend.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for that because, you know, ordinarily when you start off that long, cold drink right at the beginning of the meal, Bad Bob makes sure it's a 23-ounce beer. So, but we're going to try, we're going to try and talk to him about that. But Amy of Adamson's Peak Performance, just a great place to go to, and Amy with the big smile and the great information.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Amy. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Senator Jim Nielsen is our guest, and we will be talking to the senator. He's on the line right now. We'll be talking to him as soon as we come back from these messages.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Walk next door, the best humidor, walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today on Friday and finishing up the week is a great way to do it is Senator Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Well, you know, there is so much stuff happening. I just can't believe it. And so I'm really glad that you had a chance to talk to Brian Daly the other night at a function. And I said that you were going to be on the show. And he said, well, you know what? I don't think the senator's going to have any problem at all with turning it loose.
Well, I'll tell you what. The old saying is stuff happens, and once in a while, good stuff happens.
Oh, so has good stuff happened?
Well, I wish I could promise that. I don't think so in Sacramento, but around the world here, you know, it's a bright, sunny day, and we're fighting back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean about fighting back. We always have these setbacks, yeah. But as a country, we have a resilience that's unparalleled, and we have to come back, but we always have shown that ability.
Absolutely. You know, Senator, we had, on Tuesday, we had, our guest was from India and is a doctor here in town and talked about America is the shining city that people want to come to and how great America is. And then had a political refugee from Romania call in and just echo what he was saying. How great America is, and people just need to realize what a great country this is, and all the, you know, how you can make something of yourself, and hard work means something, and democracy and freedom. I mean, it's, you know, when you hear that from people from not native born talking like this, sometimes that people forget this.
I do remember, and remember my dear friend Yusuf Shah.
That's right.
From Pakistan, you know, was on your show a while back, and he speaks that. I must tell you a story. May I about this? About
sure,
America?
Please do.
Yeah.
Well, I tell my story about Ronald Reagan and my personal experiences with him and being in his diary. And in his diary, he talks about his feelings and what was on his mind as he was at the Brandenburg Gate and said, Mr. Gorbachev, take down that wall. A few years ago, I was telling my stories as I was auctioning off the Reagan book for a charitable event. And a friend of mine from Romania, Florin Circu is his name. Circu is how they pronounce it. And he said, you know, can I tell you one of my Reagan stories? I said, Florin, sure. He said, you know where I was when Ronald Reagan said that? Mr. Gorbachev, take down that wall. I said, no, I don't know. He said, well, I was in a prison cell in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, in chains, a political prisoner. And we heard that because the guards had it on TV. And he said, do you know where I was 2 months later, Senator? I said, no. He said, I was in the office of the United States ambassador in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, in chains, and the ambassador said, take off those chains. Now, the story is a lot more complicated and long than that, but what a great story that those Eastern Europeans, because of Ronald Reagan and a few others, but mostly Ronald Reagan because he wanted to win the Cold War, that wall came down. And so many of those came to America and settled, so many right around Sacramento, 100,000, and they came here for freedom. Isn't that a beautiful story?
It's an absolutely beautiful story, and that's sometimes we forget that. We forget that what a beautiful country this is and what it means to people because we live here. And sometimes you need to be reminded by those who have come to our country and love it here and believe in this country. Sometimes you feel like people have stopped believing, but you just have to talk and you just have to go take a step back and go, you know what? This is a great country and we can continue to move forward.
And that's all about us doing it. You know, and I tell people they're looking for a new Ronald Reagan. I said, don't go pointing, to some far distant place. Turn that finger back into your heart. Look into yourself to be that next Ronald Reagan.
No, that's true. Okay. Well, let's jump into it then. You have been hammering away at AB 109 and the problems they're having with that. And from what I understand, it may be with the decision made by the judge is that we are on the track of having to turn loose another 10,000 prisoners.
Well, upwards there too. And, boy, Chief Poletti and Tom Basenko and I have kind of been at the front lines of this, experiencing it and trying to redo AB 109. I've got three bills of my own up next week to redo it. And remember, the courts never have said just release everybody. They said fix the prison healthcare situation, and the causative factor is overcrowding. Releasing everybody and making it much harder to put them back in, turning the criminal justice system upside down, as AB 109 has done, was not what they said to do. They just said, give us a solution. There were other solutions, and those must be pursued now. And a lot of AB 109 has got to be undone. It will be I just fear that there are going to be more victims before that happens. And we now have our poly class, a 10-year-old girl down in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, she did not get killed. And that's the two differences between this young girl and poly class. Polly was killed, and this young girl wasn't, thank the Lord. But the guy who did it to this young 10-year-old girl has a much more serious criminal history than even Richard Allen Davis, who killed Polly Class. And he's a 109er, folks.
Wow. And, you know, it's the thing is that...
There's so much weight to the facts that you just shared with us.
Well, I'm being very open and by my heart to you folks. I usually am, but it weighs heavy on me because for my many years chairing the Board of Prison Terms, I've seen these cases in the tens of thousands, including the death row inmates. And it weighs heavy on me because I know it does not need to be this way. And I know that I spent myself so many years there to create laws, regulations, policy, training, hiring staff, who would ensure that this would be at a minimum rather than at a maximum. And to see all of that destroyed and then people be hurt because of it unnecessarily, that's a heavy burden, folks. But
yeah,
we've got to keep fighting on. We must never give up.
Well, we can't do that. We've got to take a quick break. Sheriff Tom Basinko is on the line. If Sheriff Tom can hang on just for a second, we've got to take this break so we'll have enough time to listen to the sheriff also. Carl Lindebott, our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. We've got Sheriff Tom Basinko on the line. We'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Their springwater company has been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. It's drawn from the protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, an area known worldwide for having some of the best tasting, purest natural source of spring water at anywhere. We use that. We use it here in the station when we use it at home. For more information, please call 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen, and welcome back, Senator.
And I hear Tom's on
and,
the air.
And Tom's here too, Sheriff Tom Basinko. Tom, good morning.
Hey, Carl. And good morning, Senator. I want to thank you for your efforts down in Sacramento on realignment. You're staying in touch with the issues that are impacting us here in the county and throughout the state, and some of the problems that we're seeing. Your bills will help sheriffs and counties address realignment issues by putting some of the people in prison rather than having them pack up our jails. and it's great to have you as a friend, but more importantly, you listen to the issues that are going on in the district and the state and take action on them. So thanks a lot.
Well, Tom, it's a pleasure working with you and Chief Belletti. You know, you guys are a number one law enforcement professionals, and you and your deputy sheriffs and the police officers in Redding and all over the state of California, this is the toughest time in the history of California, I say with full conviction, for anyone to be a law enforcement professional. And you are at risk as well. The assaults in your jails and inmate on officers are up, I'm sure. The hard decisions that you have to make because of what the state has dumped on you are just enormous. And I know your burden is great as well. But, my friend, together we'll fight our way out of this one.
Thanks a lot. I was on the air on Wednesday talking about realignment and some of the impacts coming with trying to bring 10,000 prisoners back from out of state, which is going to exacerbate the problem and look at more releases as well.
Yeah, isn't that a great idea? You know, bring 10,000 more back that we already have out, close some of our local community corrections facilities, close some of the other facilities that we already have that we don't even have to build. You know, that's got to be a part of the solution. It's not an answer. An answer to making us safe. We've got to utilize those facilities. It's the wrong thing to do.
Well, what is the, is anybody listening on the Democrat side at all? Do they realize what it's doing to the state?
There are a couple of legislators who have introduced bills of their own, but the answer to your question truly is no. Very few are talking about it. It's not an item on their agenda. You look at all the bills that they're authoring, I think just a handful, and I can only count two that would do anything substantive. The other ones related to 109 are at best cosmetic.
Well, you know, it seems like they're spending a great deal of time trying to, not really caring if we're releasing felons, thousands, tens of thousands of felons, and at the same time, they're making a concerted full frontal attack on your right to own a weapon.
Well, yes, and never more do we need to be able to have a weapon to protect our own person and our property and our families, for goodness sakes. Now we're going to take all those away. Now that's what they're preoccupied with. Boy, there are a lot of bills to do that. By the way, one of your colleagues, Tom, Dean Wilson up in Del Norte County came down for one of the gun bills, and he got a big ovation when he said, "I am sworn to uphold the Constitution, and I will not uphold this law, which I believe is unconstitutional."
Right. A number of sheriffs came down and was coordinating an effort, communicating with them. Many of us had some busy schedules, but a few of them were able to make it down and testify before the Public Safety Committee on these bills that are impacting us as gun owners.
And,
you've been solid before us on this one, Tom, all the way. You were one of the first sheriffs to speak out.
And Tom said on the show Wednesday that unconstitutional laws he will not enforce. Now, I thought it's a bold and brave statement, Tom. I think I'm almost positive that's what you said.
that's true. I mean, an unconstitutional law is not law. It's improper. The courts make those decisions on the constitutionality, and they're here still, the courts are, to protect the people and the integrity of our Constitution.
Well,
you bet. And there are a handful of sheriffs that have been standing forth all along for our rights, our constitutional rights, in many ways, including our property rights, our water rights, and you North State sheriffs have been at the vanguard of that, Tom. God love you.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm going to jump off the line so somebody else can come on, and you have a great day. Thanks for your efforts down in Sacramento, and we'll continue working together.
Amen.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Senator, you know, we were talking on the Second Amendment. I mean, they've got everything from bullets to have to have a permit to buy a box of cartridges if you've got a outlawing semi-automatic weapons that have a detachable magazine, not even caring if they're hunting weapons that you've had for 20 years. I mean, are they just in a crazed frenzy, or is this just, how long can this go on, and can they pass all of these bills?
Well, most of them I predict will pass this year. Thank goodness the United States Senate has shown reason, but in Sacramento, it is indeed a frenzy. They seize upon these things, and they don't seem to realize it is not a gun. It is human behavior.
Yeah.
And they have voted, these same folks who are authoring these bills to disarm us, have voted willfully and knowingly to let mentally ill felons in our community by the thousands, up to the tens of thousands, mentally ill felons in our community, and diminished consequences to put them back, knowing there are not mental health resources in our community to deal with it. And they think that's okay. That's good. That's worthy of a yes vote. So they unleash these individuals who are the most likely to be shooting a lot of people, not just one, but the people who are mentally deranged and incapacitated in some way are the ones that do the worst of the crimes. But we're going to let them out. But then we're going to take away our rights to protect ourselves. I don't get it.
Well, I don't get it. And there's many of us that don't understand this. And, you know, I've heard anything from like, you know what, they're just going to go to they're going to hit a tipping point where the people of California say, what have we become? Have we, you know, and maybe that'll swing things back. But with a supermajority in the Senate and the Assembly, it's kind of hard to even get a bill out of committee, I would imagine.
Oh, it is very hard. I sit and watch it every day, and I stand before those committees, and I have for many years. I always said, if you want to watch a public mugging, just come to a committee hearing of the public safety committees of the legislature and watch a law and order author of a bill like me put up a bill and have witnesses come. And you'll see a public mugging.
Well, hey, we've got to take a quick break, Senator. We'll be right back after the news. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy when we get back. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Thousands of police officers are looking for the one Boston Marathon bombing suspect who's not dead, the other killed in an overnight shootout with police. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live in Boston.
The manhunt continues in Boston, and its suburbs remain on lockdown. Residents of Watertown, about 10 miles from downtown Boston, urged to stay in their homes and not open the door for anyone unless it is the police. Public transportation has been suspended, schools are closed, and residents urged to stay at home. The first suspect, 26 years old, was killed. His younger brother, 19 years old, still remains on the loose. They're originally from the southern Russian region. Chris.
And that suspect on the loose stopped at an ATM to get some money after last night's shootout with police. A man saying he's the suspect's uncle says the family's been in the U.S. for around 10 years. This is a Fox News alert.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me Joe Radola a call.
Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR, 1460 AM. It's 8:34 in the morning. The weather is?
Well, good morning. 59 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 78. Mostly clear this evening with temperatures around 52. We're also taking the first caller right now before we go back in the line with Senator Jim Nielsen. 605-4567, give us a call, and we are going to be taking callers to win a couple tickets to Fiddler on the Roof. Want to make sure on this Friday that, and these are passes, that will be, you must redeem them. It will be for any dates that the shows are. So you've got a couple passes here for Cascade Theater's Fiddler on the Roof, 605-4567. Let's go back to our senator live. Good morning.
Good morning, and that's Tevye singing Tradition, a wonderful song.
Yes. Yes. Hey, Jim, we've talked about the Second Amendment, and it's just crazy going on. I don't even know how to even explain it. We talked about AB 109. What are some of the other big issues you're working on? The economy, what are taxes are going, are fees going up everywhere again?
Oh man, I tell you what, the fees and taxes are going off the charts. You cannot believe how many tax increase bills have been introduced in the legislature this year. Everything you can think of, including our bullets, are going to be taxed. And some of those, hopefully will be defeated. But they just don't seem to see any other. And the fees, more and more fees. Every single day, yesterday in committee, yet again, I'm raising the issue of fees. This is within Caltrans. And this particular case, they were taking the money, and 22% of it was going back into the general fund. So my point has always been about these fees, that we are overtaxing or overfeeing the people. And then in these accounts, you accrue these vast surpluses. Then the governor and the legislators take that money to balance their budget. So in this particular case, as we were raising the issue yesterday, 22% of that money that was supposed to go for a set purpose promised to the citizens and the people who are paying the taxes has been going into the general fund. And now they're asking more money to administer the fee. Every agency's doing the same thing. Cal Fire, I was working on them on the same thing last week. You remember the excesses of the Cal Fire.
Yeah, millions.
It's being directed to collect more taxes. The money is being used to collect more taxes, not to prevent fire. And I actually got on the record last week, Ledge Council saying that they thought that was illegal.
Well, I saw today that $22 million is missing from the Specialty License Plates Fund that was there to help 9/11 victims and their families, that it had been raided by Mr. Brown, but also Arnold had taken some money out of that, promising to pay it back. But $22 million is missing from that fund that's supposed to help people. It went into the general fund.
Those funds have been raided for years, and they are accruing because we are overtaxing, overfeeing the people, and the money is not being used for the purposes. Off-road vehicles, folks put a lot of money in to allow themselves the opportunity to recreate with their off-road vehicles. What has the money been used to do? Balance the state budget. And what has happened to them? More and more opportunities to recreate with off-road vehicles are being closed down by our state and federal government daily.
Well, you know, the, it's, so at what point? I mean, if, you know, they can't, they're not supposed to be able to raise taxes. But they do raise taxes and they call them fees. And all this money is going to, I mean, is it going to what? Is it going to our schools? Is it going to go to, keep our infrastructure going? Right now, we're having, from what I understand, is that CalPERS and CalPERS is in such bad trouble that they're getting ready to pass on like a 20% raise on how much more we have to pay at the city and the county level.
That's absolutely right. All of the problems within our budget in these most dire of all times, it was the greatest opportunity ever to fix the budget. What's wrong internally within the budget? And that has not happened. Nothing has much changed at all within the agencies. In fact, some things have gone backwards. Last year in the budget, the majority party rolled back 30 years of welfare reform, and that hurt because I was the author, along with a few others, including some Democrats, of that welfare reform that had changed the whole dynamic of welfare from being be dependency-based, if you need, we will give to you, to being empowerment-based, meaning if you are needy, we will help you become employable and employed. That was a fundamental change, and last year the majority rolled that back and got rid of it, and they said, why should we put people who are on welfare into education and job training? There aren't any jobs, so let's get rid of it. Can you believe it? That's the logic. That's the logic.
Well, you know,
it's not helpful to the economy.
No, it's not. And the fact is that now we're supposed to already, just Reading itself has got a $300 million in unpaid liabilities for the unpaid liabilities for, you know what?
Breaking news.
Okay. Just a
minute. Police swarmed the streets of Boston and some suburbs looking for a surviving marathon bombing suspect.
The suspect on the run is 19-year-old Jokhad Tsarnaev.
I was thinking we had a breaking news story that the other suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing had been captured, but we'll be monitoring that via the internet, sir.
Sorry, Senator.
They will get him.
They got one. Hey, you know, Senator, we're going to have to take a break here, but one of the things we were talking about was the $300 million in liability, unpaid liabilities right here in Reading. And with the CalPERS and CalPERS, they're saying they're going to, you know, we're at 73% of our budget right now is going to wages, healthcare, retirement funds, and all that. At some point, this has got to cease, or we just go, you know, everybody goes out of business.
Yes, the pension reform did pass last year, so yeah. a small step was taken last year towards that, fixing that problem.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages, Senator. Thank you. Senator Jim Nielsen is our guest, and we'll be back right after this.
92 years of nonstop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country all adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Rabobank Day. The action is nonstop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount. Now tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is just give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop in Athens Avenue. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. You know, Senator, we got, 15, 16 minutes left, not counting commercial time in there. Is there anything going on that's positive that we can just like kind of hang our hands on and say, hey, okay, look, we're going in a good direction this way?
You betcha. I just listened to the promotion of it on your radio show, the Red Bluff Roundup coming up.
Are you showing up?
Yeah, we had a great dinner there last Saturday night in Red Bluff, and in adjacent rooms or facilities at the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, they had the cattlemen were having a big to-do, getting ready for the roundup, and then next door was the houndsmen. You know, those poor houndsmen got beat up last year in the legislature, and they were rallying their troops, so getting ready for the roundup. I'm going to have to miss it. Marilyn, the boys and I had our tickets for the rodeo and all geared to go in the parade, but we've got to go to Fresno. I'm going to be inducted into the Future Farmers of America Blue and Gold Hall of Fame. They sent me a letter, and I think they'll forgive me at the roundup to go down and join the FFA Saturday, Sunday.
I think they will. You know, Linda and I are heading out tonight to the rodeo. And you're right. You know what? We had a couple of cowboys in today. And what a delightful pair to talk to. You know, they're just loving life the life of a cowboy, a rodeo cowboy, a PRCA cowboy is one of, transients, but a lot of good times, it sounds like. So, they were very, an uplifting couple of young men to talk to.
And they're brave as heck. When you get on the back of one of those doggone bulls, and I had never done it, but I've been in the chutes with them. They're courageous young men.
They are. Okay, so the rodeo, so the Red Bluff Roundup's a great, some good news, but anything else? Is there a trend going on? Is there a chance they're going to make things easier for businesses via any environmental protection laws? I saw where they were talking about maybe giving businesses a break. Anything in the, in water or dams or anything that looks like that the legislature would really like to help businesses here?
Well, I would really like to say so, but I can't say that I see it. Quite to the contrary, in the legislature, and most importantly in the agencies of state government, day by day, more regulations to make it worse. As we speak, Marilyn is back in Texas, moving her brother-in-law and her sister-in-law to a new home in Texas. The longtime Tehama County farmers, and Atlas Shrugged time came for them, and they're gone to Texas. So, that's touched our own family right now. No, that situation economically isn't getting much better. The only good news in terms of the economy is the resilience of our small business people. God love them. And, I went up in Paradise and toured a pet and feed store, a week ago. And this couple, have really got a magnificent business. They're tops in the state in the little town of Paradise of selling pet and supplies and pet food. Magnificent little store. Well, these are the rich. These people are the rich that this governor and this president want to tax. They have been hardworking citizens. They built their business. They reached the threshold of making $250,000 a year because they work so hard. They employ about 20 people, and they're successes. So what are we going to do? We're going to tax them. We're going to raise the taxes because they are the rich. The man and woman who are striving as professionals to do something better, whatever it is that they're doing, but they do get up to a higher threshold of income. And so what are we going to do? We're going to hit them with their taxes because they are the rich. That's the face of what we're talking about now. And the middle class are getting hit, too, with the sales tax increase. All of it.
Well, and wait till Obamacare is really kicking in here. I mean, it's already said it. Even the Democratic senators are saying, you know what? You have not shown that this is even going to work. Of course, it's the Democratic senators up in, from DC that on the national level that helped push this thing through. But I'm, every doctor we have had on here has said we are in, this could be like that largest storm or the perfect storm because you don't have enough doctors. You're going to get more people in here. You don't have the money to pay for them. I mean, you're doubling the number of addicts to drugs and alcohol that are going to be coming in on the insurance plans. I mean, this is just waiting to fail.
20 to 30% premium increase for the folks that I represent. 20 to 30% premium increase for most of us. Okay. And I get to look at it from the front lines now, I guess kind of unfortunately, but on the other hand, maybe I'm blessed to be able to be on the field fighting. But these bills now to implement the Affordable Care Act, and it's not the Affordable Care Act, that certainly is a misnomer, but I'm a member of the Health Committee and the Budget Committee, so I get to see firsthand what's going on. And California is going way beyond even what the federal government has required, so yeah. It will probably impose even more costs on us, and health care will be rationed. We will have diminished care, and we will have more expensive care. A few will get some care to a higher degree than they've enjoyed before, but at the expense of the vast and the many.
Oh. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for our last segment with Senator Jim Nielsen. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad.
watch everything, and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can soar, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a Hopper. Where the apps are the coolest and music is the smoothest with the Hopper. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the Hopper. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Well, I won't.
We won't back down. America will not back down. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They are experts down there. They are the ones you want to talk to. Orchard Nutrition, located at 221 Locust Street on Redding, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Good people down there, and they have a wonderful, wonderful selection of natural foods. Our guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. Senator, it looks like they still haven't caught the other alleged bomber in Boston.
Well, they will catch him. Our professionals, and that's something, you know, we talk about what's good going on in America right now. When you watch our first responders in action and our own private citizens rising to the occasion to help each other, it's an amazing thing. I'm so close to the firefighters and the law enforcement professionals in this state. And I watch them daily, what they do. And when you watch them in crisis and you see how well trained they are and how courageous they are, and they put their own well-being at risk to help other people, you know, that's the goodness of the nature of the American people. And these firefighters and law enforcement professionals, they're our friends, our neighbors, our wives, our husbands. You know, God love them for being that. That's the goodness of this country.
Yeah, I hear complaints about it, and I think to myself, I think to myself that usually the people making the complaints, and a lot of times they're politicians, not you, of course, Senator, but then you hear someone making complaints. I look at them, and not one of them has ever had to kick in a door. Not one of them has had to approach a car with four people in it in the middle of the night on a road by yourself. None of them have had to go into a burning building. And so it is. It's the part is that when an emergency happens, the first responders are heading to the emergency while the sane people are moving away from it. This huge explosion down in Texas, down by Waco, there's leveled that town, and the ones that are mostly injured, at least in the first, were all firefighters trying to put that fire out.
You betcha. They're courageous.
Yeah.
Let me quickly shift to the fire tax. We're going to be doing a town hall meeting up in Magalia on April 30th on the fire tax. We're going to have Howard Jarvis, taxpayers representative, there with us talking about the lawsuit, hopefully to stop the fire tax. And then on the 23rd of April, we're doing a public safety forum down in Carmichael, which will be now the southern end of the 4th Senate District, trying to inform the citizens of what they can do to protect themselves in that respect. And in terms of the fire tax, there are a couple of bills still alive, but I don't think there's going to be any repealing this year. It seems like the public are not mad enough yet to get the attention of the legislature on the fire tax, but we're still trying. The Senate bill was already defeated, but
there are
a couple of bills in the assembly, you know. But again, we've shown that the fire tax isn't about fire. It's about more money for government.
Absolutely. You know what? Linda's parents live down in Granite Bay. And there's a fire station across the street, literally. They're getting hit with the fire tax. $150.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Well, Senator, you know what? I was kind of hoping you'd say things, oh, no, they're not going to pass those Second Amendment restrictions. We're going to do away with that fire tax. Hey, you know what? We're actually going to spend money on things that, like infrastructure and paying down the bill. I guess it's going to be a while before I can hear you say that, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but we're in for the long haul, folks, all of us. And we particularly have what I call those North State values. We're going to keep fighting, and we'll emerge. Never say
never quit.
You never quit. That's right. Patience and perseverance prevail. The three P's is one of my many mottos that I live by.
Well, you know, we end up every one of our last bump music is I Won't Back Down. And we need you and Brian Daly and our other people like that to have that feeling. Don't back down, you know, we've got to draw the line someplace. And we hope, Senator, that you're going to continue. We know, Senator, you're going to continue to do
that.
And
congratulations on being inducted into the, what is it, Farmers Hall? What is it?
Future Farmers of America Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame in Fresno, this evening, correct?
It'll be Sunday, yeah.
Sunday. Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, Saturday and then Sunday. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Me being an old lowly FFA guy, you know, feels pretty good.
Well, next time.
And I never made it higher than chapter vice president.
Hey, well, next time you're in town, Senator, give us a call and we'll maybe get together and talk about some things.
You betcha. Well, God love you all in the North State. We're fighting with you and for you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Senator. Senator Jim Nielsen was our guest. Gosh, you know.
And coming up next, in the next hour.
Outside the Wire. Hey, you know what? We've got a gentleman by the name of Paul Dixon. He's investigated over 400 paranormal, incidents, written over 700 articles. This man is ready to roll about paranormal activity.
It's going
to
be a great
documentaries
show.
And everything. I think you're really going to enjoy this.
And thank you once again, Bob Belongi, for being our great producer.
Do we have an update or the latest on, have they caught the guy?
In 45 seconds.
I'm sorry, what?
Dredge site is offline right now. In 45 seconds, we'll have an update from Fox News.
Okay. We've been trying to follow that. Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the cruise. Enjoy the Red Bluff Roundup. Enjoy this weekend.
All
and we'll
activities.
Be back. Yeah, we'll be back Monday. We've got a lot of things happening this week. And we've got some things that are going to be announced that are very, very telling in our community. We'll be back. Carl and the Bot. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Brady. The uncle of the Boston bombing suspects has just spoken to reporters outside his home in Maryland.
I respect this country. I love this country.
One of his nephews is dead, the other being hunted.
Turn yourself in!
This as an army of law enforcement officials swarms the Watertown, Massachusetts area after a carjacking, chase, and shootout last night. A 26-year-old suspect later died. His 19-year-old brother is the one at large.
The president has said, we're going to find those responsible and bring them to justice. We are part of the way there, and the president intends to finish that job.
Secretary of State John Kerry at an event this morning saying terror is terror, not getting into specifics on the suspects who came to the U.S. as children from southern Russia. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more on them live.
That's right, Lisa. Believed to be Muslims, they grew up in their early years in southern Russia. They came to America about a decade ago. 19-year-old Jokhard Tsarnaev was on the run, was a good boy and a